I'm Esther.
And I'm Annika.
We love investigating cool facts about cool stuff.
And we do this by speaking to the experts.
Smart grown-ups who know all the cool facts about everything.
Today we're covering something
sneezy.
And itchy.
And scratchy.
Hi, Catriona.
Hi, fact detectives.
Dr. Catriona is from ScienceWorks and studies the immune system.
That's right. I'm fascinated with how our bodies deal with things like viruses and allergies.
Fact one!
What is an allergy?
You might be surprised to learn that an allergy is actually your immune system reacting to things that are usually harmless, like a particular food, plant, animal, or insect bite.
But I thought your immune system tries to keep you safe.
It does. Your immune system protects you by fighting bacteria and viruses that are bad, that can make you sick. But if you have an allergy, your immune system overreacts and tries to fight something harmless because it thinks it's an invader it has to fight off. And this causes all sorts of reactions.
Like what?
Well, a lot of people, 1 in 5 Australians, get something called hay fever in the springtime when the flowers bloom and there's a lot of pollen from plants in the air. This can cause you to sneeze, get a runny nose, and have watery, itchy eyes. Some people are allergic to grass or woolly jumpers, and this causes them to get red and itchy skin, which is called hives. While some food allergies, like gluten, can cause stomach cramps, vomiting, or diarrhea.
Oh no! What about peanuts? I heard that they can be really dangerous for some people.
They really can be. About 3 in 100 kids are allergic to peanuts, but the good news is that 20% of them will grow out of this allergy. But kids and adults with a peanut allergy have to be really, really careful not to eat peanuts, because if they do, they could get a severe allergic reaction called anaphylaxis.
What's anaphylaxis?
Anaphylaxis, or an anaphylactic shock, can be really scary and life-threatening.
What happens?
A person can get itchy, red skin, swollen eyes, lips, hands, and feet. They might feel dizzy or even faint. And really importantly, their throat may close up and get really tight, and they might not be able to breathe properly. If you see someone at school with symptoms like this, go and tell a teacher straight away.
Okay, Catriona.
Anaphylaxis doesn't just happen with peanuts. It can also happen from a bee sting or other foods and other things. And if you eat something and start to feel itchy or sick, like you're going to throw up or can't breathe, make sure you go and tell a grown-up straight away.
Got it.
Even though this all sounds really scary, the good news is that we have special medicine to help people who are having a severe allergic reaction like anaphylaxis. Many kids and adults with allergies carry a special device with them called an EpiPen in case of emergencies. It looks like a big pen, but inside is a needle with medicine called adrenaline. In this case, it's a medicine, but adrenaline is a chemical we all have inside of us. And you can feel it at times when you get excited, nervous, or scared and feel your heart pounding. That's when you have lots of adrenaline. An EpiPen quickly gives people with anaphylaxis some adrenaline, and that helps to calm down the immune system and relax their throat so that they can breathe.
Fact two!
What's the difference between an allergy and an intolerance or a sensitivity?
Good question. It's to do with what's happening in the body. An allergy or sensitivity is when your immune system is the thing that's reacting. But if you have a bad reaction to food or something else that doesn't involve the immune system, that's called an intolerance. The reason people have food intolerances is that they can't digest certain foods that they eat. A lot of people have food intolerances. For example, as we get older, a lot of people have trouble digesting dairy or milk products, including ice cream and yogurt. You may have heard of people who have lactose intolerance. It means they can't digest dairy properly.
What happens?
Well, a person with lactose intolerance might get a bloated or swollen stomach, inflammation and diarrhea because lactose, a sugar in milk, just sits in their gut. And their gut doesn't like that at all.
Oh no!
Yeah, it's not very nice. But it's really common. Researchers have found that only about 35% of people over the age of 7 or 8 around the world can digest lactose. Imagine not being able to drink milk or eat ice cream.
Whoa! What about sensitivities?
The difference between an allergy and sensitivity is how bad the reaction is. An allergy is where your immune system has a big response. And because it's such a big response, it can be life-threatening. Sensitivities are still unpleasant, though. People can have food sensitivities or skin sensitivities. And skin sensitivities are really common. Up to 50% of women and 40% of men have sensitive skin. We use all sorts of different products like soaps and skin cream, laundry powder, washing detergent for dishes, and so much more. Some people get a reaction called allergic contact dermatitis when they use them, and they get swelling, redness, and itchiness. In fact, I'm allergic to sunscreen.
How did you find out?
Well, the first time I put it on, I didn't have much of a reaction. The second time was worse, and the third time was even worse. That's how I knew I was pretty much training my immune system to attack the sunscreen every time I used it. It's great to train your immune system to get better and better to fight viruses and bacteria, but not sunscreen.
What did you do?
Well, I stopped using sunscreen for a while, but Australia is really sunny and we need to wear sunscreen every day. So I spent a lot of time researching sunscreens and testing different ingredients in a science lab so that I knew to read all the ingredients on the bottle and find one that I could use.
Phew!
Fact 3!
What causes allergies?
That is something that scientists are trying really hard to figure out. But we still don't know why some people sneeze when they pet a cat or dog or get all itchy when they lie on the grass.
Does it have something to do with genetics?
It could do. Sometimes allergies run in families, like if your mum or dad has an allergy, then you might get it too. Like, my mum is allergic to cats, and so am I. This is because your parents pass on lots of traits to you, just like hair, skin, and eye colour. But scientists also have another idea about what causes allergies, and especially why allergies are becoming more and more common, and it's called the hygiene hypothesis.
What's that?
Well, when we're babies and toddlers, it's natural for our grown-ups to want to keep us away from germs. But there are lots of bacteria that are good for us. If we're not exposed to enough good bacteria, this can actually prevent our immune systems from developing properly.
How?
That's because our immune systems need to come into contact with germs so that they know what to do. They know how to fight, and they know when to calm down. Scientists have found that kids with older siblings and pets tend to have less allergies because they have been exposed to lots more germs when they're little. Plus, good bacteria are a part of us. You have heaps of bacteria living on you to keep you healthy. Did you know that if you zoomed into yourself on a teeny tiny scale, you would be more bacteria than you are you?
Wow!
Can allergies be prevented in other ways?
Australian researchers suggest that parents can help prevent allergies in their kids by carefully giving their babies small doses of the most common food allergy suspects before they are 1 year old.
What kinds of foods are they?
Peanuts and tree nuts, eggs, cow milk, wheat, soy, fish, shellfish, and sesame. Of course, it's not a good idea to introduce all these foods at the same time, and that would also be gross. But if parents introduce a little bit of each food one at a time, then they can also get help if their child has a problem with a particular food. But there are also things to be careful of. If the baby already has eczema, or someone in the baby's family has eczema or hay fever or asthma, then they might have a higher chance of developing a food allergy.
Fact 4!
Can Can allergies be cured?
Unfortunately, a lot of the time there is no cure for allergies.
Oh.
Yeah, that means that a lot of people have to try to avoid the thing that they're allergic to.
Oh, yeah. When my aunt and uncle come to visit us, they always get sneezy because we have a dog and a cat and they're allergic to them.
That's a good example, Esther. People who are allergic to cats and dogs are actually allergic to a specific protein found in the animal's skin cells, which is called dander, or in their saliva or urine.
Ew!
Allergic reactions to animals like dogs and cats include sneezing, getting a runny nose, and some people wheeze or have trouble breathing and might need an asthma puffer. If the allergy is really bad, people will have their EpiPen too. But for more of a cure, researchers are trialing something called immunotherapy.
What's that?
That's when people with allergies are given teeny tiny shots of the thing that they're allergic to.
What does that do?
Well, giving people small doses weekly or monthly for a period of 3 to 5 years helps to reduce the symptoms of the allergy because the body builds up a bit of a tolerance to it.
That's cool.
It is. There are also trials happening in Australia to help people with a peanut allergy by giving them probiotics, which are a little bit of good bacteria, together with a very tiny bit of peanut. What that does is it says to the immune system, look, this is mostly just healthy bacteria, nothing to worry about, it's okay. It helps to retrain the immune system to stop reacting badly to peanuts. The cool thing is that some kids who were deathly allergic to peanuts are now able to eat them.
Amazing!
Yeah, and there are other allergies that kids can grow out of.
Like what?
Well, kids often outgrow allergies to cow's milk, soy, wheat, and egg by the time they are 5 years old. But you can also get an allergy at any age, even when you're an adult. And besides immunotherapy, there are some allergies like hay fever and cat allergies that you can treat with something called antihistamines. So, histamines are the things in your body that make you feel awful when you have an allergic reaction. And an antihistamine makes your body feel better and can help you stop sneezing because of that pesky tree pollen.
Fact 5.
What are the rarest allergies?
Some of the more unusual allergies include being allergic to the sun, cold, exercise, and even your own sweat.
Seriously?
Yes.
So what happens?
The reactions are still similar with other skin allergies, so a person who is allergic to the sun might develop an itchy red rash after sitting in the sun. Someone who is allergic to the cold might get a rash or itchy red spots called hives after going outside in winter when it's snowing, or from drinking a really cold drink, or eating something cold like ice cream.
That's no fun.
Plus, unfortunately for some people who have asthma, exercise can trigger or worsen it. And this is called allergic asthma. People with asthma need to carry an asthma puffer when they exercise, but allergic asthma can also be triggered by things like pollen in the air.
Okay, and what about allergies to sweat? Is that related to exercise?
Not exactly. When we exercise, our body temperature increases and this makes us sweat more. And people who are allergic to sweat get little red bumps on their skin. I have one more unusual allergy to mention, and Australian allergy specialists were the first ones to realise it. Do you know what a tick is?
Yeah, it's a tiny little insect, a bit like a flea, that sucks your blood.
That's right. And in the saliva of the Australian paralysis tick is a sugar that somehow causes some people to become allergic to red meat after they get bitten. So no more steaks or hamburgers for those people.
But how do they know they've become allergic to red meat?
Well, the symptoms can be quite intense. They might get itchy red hives or feel really sick in the tummy or even vomit or have diarrhea. Some people get dizzy and others get swollen lips and a swollen face or might even have trouble breathing.
That sounds horrible.
It does. Allergies are not fun. But in my case, Because I have allergies, I wanted to learn more about them and help people who also have allergies like me. So, yay for science!
Try this at home!
Now, let's see what you learned in this episode. Are you ready?
Yes!
Okay, and for all you fact detectives listening at home, you can have a go too. Here's the first question. What is an allergy? Annika and Esther, do you remember?
Yes.
An allergy is the body's reaction.
Yeah, the body thinks it needs to fight whatever the thing is.
That's right. Okay, next question. What special pen do people with a severe allergy have to carry around with them? What did you come up with?
An EpiPen.
Correct. All right, next question. What should you do if you see someone getting red and itchy after eating something or patting a cat? Time's up. Can you guess?
Tell a grown-up.
Straight away.
Exactly. Especially because they might need a grown-up to help them use that EpiPen. Okay. One last question. What should you do if you start to feel funny in the tummy or head, or get itchy skin or an itchy throat after eating something or touching something? Do you know the answer?
Tell a teacher or a grown-up right away.
Correct. Great work, fact detectives.
Thanks, Catriona.
You're very welcome, Fact Detectives.
This has been another super fun episode of The Fact Detectives with me, Esther.
And me, Annika. Big thanks to Dr. Catriona Nguyen-Robertson,
who is an immunologist at ScienceWorks.
We learned a lot.
If you love finding out the facts as much as we do,
and if you have a big topic you would like us to investigate,
then get in touch at factdetectives@kindling.com.au.
This episode of The Fact Detectives is a Kindling co-production with ScienceWorks. To find out more about the world around you, head to museumsvictoria.com.au.